You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the bunker with this week's rant. Ah, gentlemen, let me go ahead and lay the foundation to this. As you all know, in previous videos, I have said that marriage is a hostage situation for men. Why? It's real simple. The woman knows she has the gun of the state at her disposal. Whenever she, quote unquote, isn't happy, then boom, she gets to completely destroy the marriage, family, and everything. And the sickest part about it, yeah, the no fault part. Oops, I've cheated on my husband, but guess what? Under no fault, that does not go into play. But if he cheats, he's still a monster. Yeah, right. No. Now let's get to this whole Leslie Jones debacle. First and foremost, I pose a question that hopefully you guys will answer in the comments section. Do you honestly believe that non-black women are going to listen to Leslie Jones? Now, let's be clear about something. On the surface, they're going to cheer. They're going to clap like trained seals. However, if you really look at feminists from the past, a lot of the most loudest radical feminists were secretly married. Yeah, even Andrea Dworkin was married. Granted, these feminists marry the weakest men that they can find, but they still end up married. Now, of course, the black women, the sisterhood of failure, of course, they're going to make sure to listen to what Leslie Jones said, especially with the slavery statement. Yeah. However, this new environment, yeah, women are looking for a host. Remember, gents, what I said. The modern woman is not a survivor. No. A survivor is someone that can make things happen on their own. No. What do we have with the modern woman? Parasitism. They are looking for a host. But you also have to look at the timing of Leslie Jones being trotted out to disparage marriage. The timing is just too perfect, if you ask me. 1 second, they're talking about the trad wife pivot, which we all know is a trap. Now, we got Leslie Jones being trotted out at the same time, saying women should not get married. However, let's be crystal clear about something. The messenger. Leslie Jones. Any woman with sense is going to look at her and call her exactly what she is. The old, bitter woman that never got chosen. Now, let's be crystal clear about something. And I'm actually going to give a little grace with this. Why has Leslie Jones never been chosen by the man that she wants to choose her? Well, first things first, we're going to do a 70-30 split, with the 30% only counting for her physical looks. Yeah. Now, let's be honest about something, gentlemen. We've all seen a guy end up marrying and reproducing with a woman that looks like a straight-up gargoyle. Yeah, a woman that you see her, and the first question that you really want to ask her is, how much would she charge to haunt a house on Halloween? Yeah, a woman that would turn Medusa herself into stone. But yet, we've seen women, even morbidly obese women. My 600-pound wife. Yes, we have seen men marry extremely down. Now, the 70% as to why no man that Leslie Jones would want to choose her. Her attitude. Yeah, that whole outburst of, I am the table. No man of consequence is going to see her and say, yep, I think I want to wife that woman up. No, she actually said it herself. Her own father did not raise her to be a wife, which that is not a father's job. That would be her mother's job to raise her to be a wife. But if that's what she wants to say, then guess what? Her father set her up for failure. Also, the question that she asked Kelly Clarkson, why wouldn't a man want a woman like her? She's successful, she's rich, and she can fight. Yeah, things that are typically male behaviors. But once again, we know that the non-black women will look at black women and say, yeah, you go, girl. However, there is a deep secret with that scenario. And what is that deep secret? Well, let's go ahead and talk about it. Secretly, a lot of non-black women, particularly white women, wish that they had the same quote-unquote strength that black women are allowed to display. And what is that quote-unquote strength? The ability to run over the top of their men. Yeah, to run over the top of black men and outright bully black men. See, white women wish that they had that same ability to do that to white men. However, here's the deep, dark secret that a lot of white women do not know about that setup. It is only because of the legal system that allows black women to act disrespectful and get away with their behavior that gives them the appearance of being strong. That is it. Nothing more, nothing less. Yes, to bring back an old phrase from Tommy Sotomayor, black women are the right hand of white supremacy. I've even made a video of a couple of years ago called The Black Feminist White Woman Parallel, where I broke it down how white women talk about patriarchy and black women talk about white supremacy. And they both expect their group of men to fight both of those systems, yet both of those systems actually benefit both of those groups of women. So do white women really want patriarchy gone? No. Do black women really want white supremacy gone? No. Once again, they both benefit from those systems. So we got that big secret out in the open. Now back to the whole marriage thing. women still do not understand that men hold the keys to marriage. We are the gatekeepers to marriage. Now, of course, there are some liquor lady couples, but now even studs are getting tired of the modern woman. Yeah, the modern woman has become that damn insufferable. Once again, ladies, this is the bed that you made for yourself. You're the ones that became completely and totally insufferable to the point that now you don't hear this particular phrase from men back in the day when the true red pillars and MGTOW first started talking about why men need to walk away from women. And what is the phrase that a lot of men used to say back in those days? You just picked the wrong one. Nah, you're not hearing men say that anymore. Why? Because men understand that the system is the true culprit. Yeah. Until there's changes in the system, until laws change, men can wait it out. Yes, sir. Men have way more options available to them. Not just the high value man. No, even the everyday average man has options. Yeah. But once again, this is the absolute funniest part about it all. You see the whole trad wife pivot attempt. That right there, gentlemen, is ultimate desperation. Nothing more, nothing less. We've told women that they were going to eventually price themselves out of the market, out of the relationship market, out of the marriage market. And you're seeing this around the world. Yeah. Yeah. Women, you still may have some simps that'll buy your, you know, feet pics and all that stuff. But eventually, even the simp is going to have to come to a point where he has to say, my personal survival or financing a woman that I'm not even having sex with. Yeah. Yeah. In my humble opinion, a simp is one of the lowest form of men. Period. A simp is willing to give away his resources for nothing, for the attempt at validation. Me, I've said it before, and I've said it again, and I'll say it here. Me, my name is Tricky Dick. If I'm going to pay for a woman, I'm going to pay for exactly what I plan on getting, which is the outcome that I desire. Nothing more, nothing less. A fair exchange between two consenting adults of legal age is no robbery. But what women are trying to do, they're trying to jerry-rig the system and commit highway robbery. No, gentlemen, no. Nope, nope, nope. So yes, ladies, we see the desperation. We see the female loneliness epidemic. We see the women who are constantly putting out videos saying, hey, I can't afford to pay these bills. Or, hey, you know, if you really want to be with me, you got to be ready to come up off of your bread. Yeah, ladies, no. All of your attempts at sign language are no longer effective. Period. But hey, keep attempting. It's just more entertainment for us. With that being said, gentlemen, look out the environment. The environment has definitely changed. And women, like I said before, they are desperately trying to find themselves a new host. Yeah, ladies, more and more men have guarded up. they are protecting themselves against you parasites. And more men have decided, yep, this new system, we're going to adapt to it and we're going to make it good for us. And that's why more and more men have woken up and walked away. Once again, ladies, this is the environment that you helped create. Now you're looking for a bailout. And guess what? More and more men have said, nope, we're going to go ahead and cut that lifeline. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think in the comments section. Personally, I find it absolutely hilarious that so many women are singing a different tune. But I'll leave with this. There are two things that pretty much have been tossed out. These two are the most important things to even start to try to build a relationship. If they're not there, no relationship can be built. Respect from women, trust from men. If that's not there, no relationship can even form, let alone survive. And believe you me, ladies, a lot of men, yeah, simply do not trust you because you have made it blatantly clear that you don't respect us. But who's the real losers? Well, women. Why? Because once again, a man can get himself together at a younger age and explore every option that he has, up to and including just sitting it out. He still wins. So you ladies better understand something, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. All the power that you thought you had via the state, via feminism, all of that is going out. Feminism itself has proven that you women were nothing more than another set of slaves to the government just so you can be made to make money off of and pay taxes to. And with that being said, ladies, once again, you brought about this environment. Go ahead and try to survive in it without attaching yourself to a new host. As our esteemed brother, the line of MGTOW says, host denies, parasite dies. And with that being said, ladies, hey, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.